KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jeff Barans of Stifel Investments. Topping area news, a man from central Iowa is dead and two other men were injured during a collision Thursday evening about 2 miles north of Audubon. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a 2013 Chevy pickup, 42-year-old Kurt Robert Sulzman of Polk City, died in the crash that happened just after 7 p.m. on Highway 71 at the intersection with 170th Street. Sulzman was traveling northbound at the same time a John Deere tractor driven by 45-year-old Corey David Hanlos of Audubon was traveling southbound. The tractor was pulling a planter. After the vehicles collided, each ended up in the southeast ditch near the intersection. Hanlos and a passenger in the pickup, 24-year-old Caleb Sean Deist of Grimes, were transported to the Audubon County Hospital by Audubon Rescue. Deist was later flown by helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. The accident remains under investigation. Atlantic Fire and Rescue personnel, along with crews from Audubon, Exira, and Harlan, responded to an incident at a grain bin northeast of Audubon Thursday afternoon. According to officials, the accident happened just before 1 p.m. There's currently very little in the line of information available this morning, but on the Harlan Fire Department's Facebook page, officials said, quote, "Unfortunately, the outcome wasn't as good as we had hoped." Atlantic, Exira, and Harlan crews had provided mutual aid to Audubon Fire in handling the incident, with Atlantic providing its aerial truck. We hope to have more information later this morning on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com. Both lanes of Interstate 80 westbound in Cass County were closed for several hours Thursday morning following a fiery semi-tractor-trailer accident. The Iowa State Patrol updated its report Thursday morning, and it said that a Freightliner semi driven by 31-year-old Fernando Hernandez of Montebello, California, was traveling westbound on I-80 near the Wyota turnoff or exit 64 when the left front tire on the tractor blew out, causing the semi to go out of control. The accident happened right around 3:30 a.m. When the rig hit a concrete bridge barrier, the semi exploded into flames that destroyed both the tractor and trailer. Anita Fire and Rescue and Wyota Fire responded to the scene. The State Patrol was also assisted by deputies at the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Hernandez and a passenger in the cab were not injured. The Iowa Public Information Board has dismissed a complaint made by Jeff Lundquist, the publisher of the Atlantic News-Telegraph, against the Atlantic Community School District. That complaint, which was subsequently withdrawn, the Daily Nonpareil reports that the Telegraph had challenged the timeliness of information being released by the Atlantic Community School District. Lundquist had previously stated the paper was not receiving information until hours before public meetings, and the school district said it would address the complaint's concerns. The IPIB said also that it will continue to study a complaint made from Red Oak into what legally constitutes an advisory body and whether current guidance is conflicting. Charlie Smithson, executive director of the Public Information Board, asked to defer a complaint by Margaret Stoldoff against the Red Oak Community School District until the board's meeting in May. He said a bill before the General Assembly could still be acted on that would determine how the law applied to the complaint. Stoldorf's complaint includes 5 specific allegations, including challenging whether appropriate notice was given for a January 5th meeting of the Red Oak School Improvement Advisory Committee, and whether a subcommittee of school board members and others that met on January 30th should have a public agenda, both issues related to the status of advisory groups. An attorney representing the school district said the Red Oak School Board met its legal requirements and asserted that neither the January 5th nor the January 30th meetings fell under the state's open meeting regulations. The IPIB resolved several complaints against the Red Oak School Board last year, and Stoldorf was one of those Red Oak residents who brought concerns to the state agency. Smithson said he wants to meet with both sides to ask what is going on and how to prevent continued complaints from the community. The superintendent of the district has since resigned, and a new administration is in place. In the funeral announcements, Phyllis Bentz, age 92, of Avoca, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Phyllis Bentz will be today at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mary Brown, age 75, of Stewart, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Mary Brown will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Lynn Worth, age 71, of Avoca, died Monday at his home. Celebration of life services for Lynn Worth will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Walter Peterson, age 99, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Walter Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Maynard Dahl, age 79, of Council Bluffs, died Sunday. Graveside services for Maynard Dahl will be today at 11 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Red Oak, with the Selgren Lundell DeMars Funeral Home of Red Oak in charge of arrangements. Tim Fay, age 67, of Corning and formerly of the Oneida and Wyota areas, died April 7th. A celebration of life service for Tim Fay will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Joanne Anderson, age 80, of Downers Grove, Illinois, died Saturday. A graveside service for Joanne Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Diane Kesters, age 53, of Erling, died April the 8th. A massive Christian burial service for Diane Kesters will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Scott, age 90, of Bridgewater, died January 20th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Mildred Scott will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Thelma Henningsen, age 97, of Avoca, died February 2nd. Celebration of Life Services for Thelma Henningsen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. And Loretta Seidelman, age 92, of Gretna, Nebraska, and formerly of Casey, died December 1st. Memorial services for Loretta Seidelman will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.